اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. سورة الواقعة, and there is chapter 56, and we are busy with verse 85-86. But let's just put you back, bring you back into the picture. Remember, yesterday we discussed, and that was verse 83. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم. So why do you not interfere? Why don't you have, you claim to have all this powers, and you claim that everything is run in this manner where there's no real sustainer. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. That's their beliefs. They say when it rains, no, that star, it went into that particular position, and that is why the rain is coming down. So we were discussing then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to you about the Quran Sharif, that this is the revelation from Him, from the sustainer of the universe. But yet they still pursue their back pocket wishes. So what happens in this verse 83, where we discussed yesterday, why do you not then, when the soul of a dying person, it reaches the throat. So why, when the soul reaches the throat, this is the meaning of falawla idha balagatil hulqum. Why don't you have any ability to stop that if you claim? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now let's look at the next verse. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you are watching, you are seeing, you are witnessing it. But you are helpless. You cannot do absolutely nothing at that particular juncture. Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبَصِرُونَ. And we are closer to Him than you. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبَصِرُونَ. But you do not perceive, you cannot see. We are closer to Him than you, but you cannot see this. Falawla, Allah says in verse 86, falawla in kuntum ghayra madinin. So, if you are not going to be recompensed in the year after for your deeds, meaning. So if you are not going to be recompensed, then, because that's their atheist belief, that nothing's going to happen in the Akhirah. Do as much evil as you want. There's no questioning, and you carry on with your life in this manner. So Allah is addressing and saying to them, so if you are not going to be recompensed, then why do you not tarji'unaha in kuntum sadiqin? Verse 87. Why do you not bring the soul back in kuntum sadiqin if you are truthful? Bring the soul back. That dying person is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that death is become clear to you now. To the onlooker, this person is going to leave the world. It's at his throat. And we are closer, Allah is saying, we are closer to him than you. And if your claim is that there is not going to be any questioning on the day of Qiyamah for your actions, then bring back the soul if you are truthful. In kuntum sadiqeen. Allah says in verse 88, فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Now Allah is speaking about the dying person. Allah is speaking about the dying person. So, in case he, meaning the dying person, is from among those blessed with nearness, Allah make us amongst those, minal muqarrabeen, blessed with nearness. So this is verse 88. Remember in the foregoing verses, it was made clear that the present world one day is going to come to an end. Let that sink in. The present world one day is going to come to an end. So it was testified also that at the time of death, the near ones, the dear ones, friends, relatives, doctors, they will all stand helplessly. They will all stand helplessly around the dying person. Similarly, resurrection, reckoning, reward, punishment, after account of deeds are all a reality and certainty of the highest degree. Remember, let's go back now. Let's rewind. How many days? When we commenced the surah, it was mentioned there that there will be three categories of people in regard to their reward or punishment. So, are they going to be rewarded? Are they going to be punished? So, Allah Azza wa Jal brings this again here now in verse 88. This is the gist of that particular subject and it is summarized here now. If the dying person is among the foremost believers, he will experience comfort. He will experience fragrance of happiness, gardens of bliss. If he is not from the foremost, but from the people of the right hand, Ashabul Yameen, Ashabul Maymana, then, meaning from the general body of the believers. So you get the VIP, the general seats, and then the unfortunate, the wretched. So if he is from just the general body of believers, the right hand, he will also experience bounties and pleasures, but of course not at that level of those, the forerunners. If he is of the left hand people, people of the left, the deniers, the deviant ones, then he will experience the blazing fire of hell where he will be served with boiling water to drink. So Allah is saying here in this verse, verse 88, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, in case, so in the case, he, the dying person, is from among the blessed, those who are blessed with nearness. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, we must make this dua. That Allah, you make us, Allahumma ij'alna minal muqarrabeen, make us amongst the muqarrabeen, those blessed with that nearness. This is verse 88. Allah says in verse 89, فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَان. So here's the benefits of becoming the muqarrabeen, those blessed with closeness to Allah. Then for him, there is comfort, and there is fragrance, وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ, and there's a garden of bliss. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. Then for him, there is this comfort, there is fragrance, there is this garden of bliss, وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. These are the benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, let's bring about the people of the right. So we said, VIP, now we're speaking general body, good but not best. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 90, وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ, and in case he is from among the people of the right, in the case where he is among the people of the Right. So then, فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ Verse 91. Then it will be, meaning it, then peace is for you, being one of the people of the right. Meaning it will be said to him, فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ It will be said to him, peace is for you, being from among the people of the right. Verse 92, Mukaddibin. What about those who are from the Mukaddibin, Al-Mukaddibin, and Ad-Dallin? What about these people? Allah addresses them in this particular verse. Verse number 92, وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ But if he is one of the deniers, the astray, what's going to happen to him then? فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ Nuzul. Nuzul means to entertain. A guest comes, you entertain him. Allah uses this, like how you say anticlimax. Allah uses this, and the reader will say, hey, people of the left wing, Jahannam, in the blazing fire, Nuzul, there's entertainment. But read on, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ And then, so فَنُزُل, then there is entertainment from مِنْ حَمِيمٍ, from boiling water. See that anticlimax, entertainment, boiling water. So it's not really entertainment. But like how you allowed this world to deceive you, you allowed your nafs to get the better, your desires, shaitan, to get the better of you. He deceived you. And you allowed it, you entertained it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now we will entertain you with boiling water. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the next verse, وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ And burning in the hell. اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا O Allah, save us. O Allah, protect us. Read 7 times every morning and every evening. اللَّهُمَّ Ajirna min al-nar Allahumma 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 ajirna min al-nar 7 times morning, 7 times evening. Allah says in the next verse, إن هذا له حق اليقين Indeed, this is certainty in its true sense. Indeed, this is certainty in its true sense. None of the rewards or punishments mentioned when we spoke about the preceding verses is refutable. It has no scope. You can't refute it. It's the truth. It's 100%. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ Indeed, this is certainty in its total true sense. Because they are dead certainty, there is no room for any doubts, there is no room for any suspicion. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ The last verse. So proclaim the purity of the name of your sustainer, the magnificent. فَسَبِّحْ Proclaim, so proclaim. بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ So proclaim the purity of بِسْمِ of the name رَبِّكَ your sustainer, الْعَظِيمِ the magnificent. The surah concludes with this. And this is addressed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pronounce the tasbih of his sustainer. And this includes all kinds of tasbihat within salah, out of salah. Salah itself, sometimes it's referred to tasbih. Thus this verse enjoins to keep up the regular performance of salah, of tasbih. Make it a point wherever you are going. We'll end off with this, inshallah. Once we asked Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Daya rahmatullah alayh, what action can we do? Without doubt, we will become the friend of Allah and will pass away in this state. He said, see, I'm going to tell you something now. You're going to forget about it. When you leave here, there'll come a time you'll forget. But when you forget, you remember again, you restart. Make a point, you recite some tasbih, some durood, something that is going to get you closer to Allah. Make it a point. You're driving from A to B. You're walking from... You make that a time which is beneficial and you then remember Allah. Take one example. You are in the shopping center. Everyone is oblivious of Allah. You recite this. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet. And yeah, it's a slight difference. Wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadikal khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Recite this. What will happen? 1 million sins wiped off, 1 million stages higher in terms of your status. 1 million rewards, 1 million sins wiped off, 1 million stages higher in terms of your status, your ranks, and 1 million rewards written for you. Plus, that's not all, a palace in Jannah. Remembering Allah in different times, in different places, this year will enhance your relationship with Allah. And remembering Allah, naturally, you won't go in a club now. It will keep you, it will protect you. And you will want to do what Allah has prescribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Alhamdulillah, we've done Surah Al-Waqiyah. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.